man. Yo, we live.
We're here. Here we are.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, man. I'm glad we finally made it, because it has been an absolute struggle. Oh, man. You want to catch up our people? Why we haven't had an episode since May?
Y'all, let me tell you, we really, okay, first, we have recorded. We have recorded a
five episodes.
A lot. We've tried.
Fire episodes.
And, you know, Darius has, we've had difficulties with this microphone thing.
Yeah.
And so we have new mics.
New microphones. Five episodes. It's when you're full-time life and your part-time gig is a podcast.
Yeah.
You just don't have time to figure out all the nuances of how to get this thing perfect.
Yeah. I mean, yes, but as someone who will name anonymously, says, you make time for what you want and what you like and care about.
Which is why we woke up early on a Saturday, that we're both swamped.
Yeah.
Dynasty working late.
Yeah.
Just for you all. So if that doesn't make you hit the like and subscribe button, or is that going to make you do 5 stars on Spotify podcasts?
Yeah.
I don't know why you're here at this point.
To watch us?
I mean, you could stay to watch us too. That's fair.
Yeah.
That was aggressive. Like and subscribe, or else.
I'll cry.
Oh.
I'll cry.
Make Dynasty cry. That's actually
pretty easy. Actually,
that one's a lot better than my approach. I apologize.
It's just early. It's really early on.
Oh man.
It's early.
Okay. Welcome to the DOW show. My name is Darius, and this is my amazing co-host,
Dynasty.
You gotta catch the cue. It's the virtual cue.
I don't think this will ever not be a thing. You know, it's just difficult for me.
I'm trying my best.
I know. One day I'm gonna come and surprise you guys, and you're like, "Wow, she's really on it." And it's like, "Yeah, because she took her medicine on time."
Oh man, it's too early though for the medicine to kick in.
It is.
The DOW show is all about having conversations at the intersection of faith and culture from the comfort and tone of your living room. We are so excited to be here, finally.
We're really happy, guys.
What's been new?
Oh, my gosh. What has been new? So, I got a new job.
Hey. Oh, sound pad doesn't work.
It's okay. You guys can fake clap. Yay. So I got a new job.
Please.
Which has been amazing and a blessing.
That's so good.
Very happy with the work and the team. Still in schools because I love the kids. And then that's really it, I feel like, specifically growing my faith in Christ.
Amen.
Every single day is Amen. Crazy. Like watching my testimony just grow stronger and stronger. People making me cry, strangers, just
yeah.
It's been good.
It's been really cool seeing you grow. But not just you, seeing your family grow.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with Sherm, he who shall not be named on this podcast. That really just encouraged me, and just to see just sort of the light and where he's at in terms of his walk, and then seeing that with your whole family, you know, just a year ago. Oh, man, like going to see you get baptized and everything that you've been through. Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
I know. It's been good, especially thinking about where we were when we first moved, and you were like, "Hey, come to church," and I was like, "I only go to churches on Saturday."
I remember that.
I don't do I only go to churches with a huge band.
Oh, all these man.
Stipulations.
Oh, man.
And now I'm like, you know what? I'm looking for community. I'm looking for actually talking about the Bible.
Man.
It's crazy.
Getting back to basics.
Right.
Isn't that? I feel like that's Christianity too, though. It's like when we are first journeying, we still, it's not that those things are wrong or bad or whatever. It's just we tend to approach God with, I know I do this, with what I think or I desire or what I want.
Yeah.
And then it just takes time. God like strips away those desires. He makes his desires our desires. And then it's like certain things that they're there, great. If not, what is the core? Like, what do I need?
Yeah. It's, yeah. All those stipulations that I had. Saturday church at 5 p.m.
That was
exactly under 1 hour. Theatrical show. And
man.
Now it's like, nah, I'm good.
Shout out to the Saturdayers.
Yeah.
Saturday worshipers. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But I couldn't do it, man. I enjoy date nights too much.
I know, but it's. If it's church is at 5 and it ends right at 6, then you can still have date night.
Oh, that sounds like a white church.
It wasn't.
Oh, that's right. Oh, snap. It wasn't. Them brothers got y'all out of the hour?
Okay, well, it was like 15.
Get out of here.
An hour. Yeah, hour 15, maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shout out. I guess we're not going to shout out specific churches here.
No, it's a good church. It's one.
It's amazing. Can I shout them out?
Yeah, it's one community church.
Shout out one community church.
Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
Dallas, Texas.
I thought we were talking about.
No. Absolutely not. No.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's
Moving on to the other topics that we have.
Oh, man. Catching you up, man. I'm feeling well. I had to have an honest conversation with my son about gender roles recently. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more.
I'm tired of him saying yes, ma'am, to me.
But what if that's like a term of endearment?
I think he's trolling me. I swear. I'm like, hey, son, can you do this? Yes, ma'am. Like his voice drops an octave. I'm like, okay, stop misgendering me.
He said, I won't.
I just want to hear, sir. That's it. I'm like, I didn't even care before. And now it's like, now that it happens all the time, I'm like, I think I care a little bit.
But like, what if, because I have done that with friends. When I'm talking to like guy friends and I'll be like, girl. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do that too. Like, I say man all the time. Okay, what a man?
Yeah.
And my cousin, I have a cousin who's just, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
At all. She literally corrects me.
Oh, okay.
So it's a thing. Like, with those things, yeah. I don't really care about those things. Yeah. But I feel like as, I don't know. It's like this. I think there is a man in the house energy.
Okay.
You know?
I don't know.
I'm my son. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to ask my kids to do it to Sherman.
Oh, my gosh. Don't troll my guy. Don't do that.
And see what happens.
That's a good man. Don't do that.
I don't.
My wife does a good job of correcting him, too. But it's just not clicking.
I mean, it takes time.
Yeah.
He just turned 3.
Here's what's crazy. I corrected him. I said, hey, or if I said yes, ma'am, to you, would you be okay with that? He says, no, ma'am. So I swear he's trolling me. I swear he's trolling me.
Maybe he's trying to say man.
Nah. My son is a troll. No.
Starting out young.
All right. Let's get into our topic today. We're gonna talk about food. That's really been on my heart.
Okay.
It's been on my heart. So contextualizing this, two things.
Okay.
Food is expensive. Listen, I don't know about y'all. I know we got a couple of my friends who, you know, they got a little bag So they don't really think about food the way that us middle and lower class folks have to. But food is expensive. And then it's also getting worse in America. Have you seen the viral video of the guy breaking down why bread is trash in America versus in the EU, in Europe?
No.
Yeah. Enriched wheat or enriched flour is actually criminally terrible for you. It's like they strip everything out of it, and then they inject it with a bunch of artificial fluff in order for it to have a longer shelf life.
Right.
Which is literally maybe 5 more days. Yeah. And then what's been crazy is like the idea of gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like a facade. It's all a facade. So if we just made bread like it's supposed to be made, my wife would be able to eat it, even though she's gluten-free. But she can't eat it, not because of the gluten, but because of all the crap that we are all allergic to in some way that's injected in it. Like, this is the stuff.
I'm trying to think. Do we eat bread a lot? Not too much.
Yeah.
No. We eat a lot of rice. For reasons.
I just let that one sit. Which is great. Yeah. Rice is great.
Yeah.
There's also enriched rice.
Yeah, there is.
Which is also terrifying.
Yeah. I wonder if jasmine rice is enriched. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's an ingredients thing, right?
Maybe, but my rice comes straight off the boat from Thailand.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
The hookup?
No. Anybody can go to the store and buy jasmine rice.
I got hyped for a second. Okay, you got a rice plug and you hold out?
No.
Oh, I love rice, man.
Yeah, we buy 25-pound bags at a time.
Oh, man. That's a lot of rice.
Because we eat it a lot.
Hey, that's an Asian household.
It's real.
It's a black household with that Asian fusion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. We don't really eat bread like that.
Yeah.
No, sandwiches, the kids just started liking somewhat sandwiches. Otherwise,
we're a huge bread family.
I mean, I like bread.
Even with being gluten-free, huge bread.
So then are you going to make your own bread now?
We actually legit talked about it.
Sourdough. Everybody be making the sourdough bread, feeding it and getting it to live or whatever.
What? What is this? Sourdough bread? You make it sound like it's like Stranger Things.
It looks like Stranger Things. Okay, listen, I know people on here have to make their own bread. Can you tell Darius what it is? Because I don't know how to explain it.
What do you
mean? But they feed it. They feed it. I don't
what?
Know. Yes. You can't just make sourdough bread. You got to like feed it. And it grows and eats.
That sounds terrifying. What are we talking about right now?
It's real. Comment. I know. Come on, somebody. I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't make it.
Okay.
I don't make it.
But so we legit have switched over our food routine.
Okay.
So we're trying to limit red dye because apparently.
Red dye 40. Yeah, yeah.
Terrible for you.
Yeah.
Completely banned in
like every place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even I think isn't it banned in China?
I don't know. I haven't gone recently.
Are we just is this whole episode Asian jokes? I'm trying to have
I don't know.
This is why I love this podcast. This is literally just normal conversation with me and Dynasty.
Yeah, this is just every day.
We're just talking. This is a tone of a living room. Oh gosh. I feel like we're kind of at the threshold of Asian jokes where now it's starting to get a little awkward. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to laugh anymore.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. All right. I forgot.
Red dye.
Red dye. What a pivot.
So here's the thing. I've heard, obviously, it's banned, yada, 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 all that.
Did you just... Stuff. Yada, yada, yada. One of the worst substances in recent memory.
But then I've also watched something else where they then said things that are banned in other countries, it's because it's called something different.
Okay.
Obviously, I haven't done any research on that. I just like watching a lot of just different things. I like watching the opposing side of things.
Fair enough. My thing is the substance of something, mm-hmm. it really doesn't matter whether it's La Cucaracha or cockroach. Mm-hmm. The substance of that is a cockroach and it gotta go.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. So then you think sugar should go? Because sugar is awful for you, apparently.
It is terrible. Processed sugar is terrible.
Yeah, processed sugar.
And then large amounts of cane sugar and different things like that can be terrible for you. Mm. Large amounts of it. Yeah. We're trying to cut back, man.
It's hard. It's like in everything.
It literally is.
Like, and it's not just, doesn't call itself just sugar. It's like cellulose and
man, these different high fructose,
corn syrup. There's all sorts of different names for sugars.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I call my, my baby sugar.
Well, baby, I
only sugar. My little newborn. I'm like,
hi. Oh, sugar. I thought you were talking about Meg.
Oh. No, I call him my Megan.
Oh.
That's a whole different. I have nicknames.
For everybody.
I love that. Everyone has at least 1 to 3.
I love that.
Yeah.
I don't have a nickname.
For yourself or for people?
I don't think that anyone has nicknames for me.
Really?
No. A long time ago when I worked in property management, my assistant manager, whom I love, would call me D.
Hmm. Okay. I'll try to think of something for the next episode.
Yeah.
There.
That's it.
So, okay. I do want to say this, though.
Okay, tell me.
So, Marley Spoon, shout out Marley Spoon.
What?
Why did I just shout out a company? That was weird. I've never felt more like a capitalist shouting out Marley Spoon on a podcast that's not sponsored.
Yeah. Maybe you're trying to get sponsored by Marley Spoon.
You got to speak more into the mic. There it is.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. So sorry. Marley Spoon.
Okay. Marley Spoon is one of those companies where they directly mail you meals.
Oh, yeah. We use something like that.
What do you use?
HelloFresh.
Yeah, I've heard of HelloFresh.
Yeah.
I've heard of Hunger Root.
Yeah.
Marley Spoon was recommended to us. And what I loved about Marley Spoon is all the produce is locally sourced.
Oh.
It's seasonal, so you shouldn't expect things out of season,
which
I love because it's locally sourced for real.
Right.
Meat, all grass-fed, chicken, no antibiotics, none of the steroid injections, fish, everything's like audited and ethical. And the packaging is sustainable, compostable. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen, we are a, if you from St. Louis, you know what I'm talking about. Or if you've been on the run, we're a QT styrofoam cup household.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. But it does make me feel better to think
you're supporting local businesses.
You know, I'm saving the world through buying groceries.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have to research.
I have the option to compost now.
Wow.
That wasn't something we ever thought about.
So with your option to compost, do you? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You got that answer. Okay, here's the thing. You know what's so funny that we talk about food?
Yeah.
I had my coworkers talking about like what they're going to eat for dinner. And they were going to TRH.
What is TRH?
I know. They use this acronym, and I was like, what is that? Texas Roadhouse.
No one abbreviates Texas Roadhouse. Stop it.
You're right. Okay. It was my first time going here.
No, that is not normal.
Okay, you're right. Okay. It was my first time hearing it. But they went to Texas. They were talking about going to Texas Roadhouse.
Pause. These white women.
actually, he's Italian. Like, literally from Italy.
Is he Italian or Italian?
No, he is Italian.
Okay.
Like, speaks Italian.
Okay, so.
Has an accent.
So, there we go. He's not American, either way.
No, cool. No, he's not American, no.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But.
Why did you make the standard bearer of Texas Roadhouse acronyms a dude who's not even American? Texas Roadhouse is America. Like, racism is ended as soon as you walk in and see them rolls. Straight up.
I can't. Not everyone likes them.
Who doesn't like the rolls?
I don't know.
They're in rich bread. The best kind of rich bread.
So good with that honey butter.
Oh, my gosh. My wife, like, crashes out. She's gluten-free. She's so like, good. I got to have one.
So, they were talking about Texas Roadhouse. I wanted to go. And so, I came home trying to smooth talk Sherman. And I was like, oh, you know what sounds so good? Oh, I said, what's for dinner tonight? He said, cheeseburger crunch wraps. I said, oh, what sounds even better is Texas Roadhouse. And he looked at me and said, we don't have Texas Roadhouse money. Mm. And I said, oh, awkward. And then I said, what if we did? What if I do have Texas Roadhouse money? And then he said, we can have Texas Roadhouse at the house.
Straight up.
And then he went and bought steaks and made it at the house. He did not budge. He did not. But it's true because we bought the steaks.
Yeah.
It was like $40.
Yeah.
For, we got the kids like little bitty steaks and ours were like, I don't know anything about steak cuts of meats, but they were big. They were good. $40. And he goes, if we would have went to Texas Roadhouse with a family of five, we would have spent well over $100.
Man. Man, meanwhile, toddler, newborn, me and Meg, $150.
I know, see? It's crazy.
And I only eat the rolls. Make that math make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't. But okay. Okay. So where is everyone, where is your favorite steakhouse? Because I've learned a lot about different steak houses here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I don't go out very often. So I would love to hear your recommendations. I've heard Tucker's was good.
Tucker's is pretty good.
I've heard of like.
The Wright Tucker's is pretty good.
Yes, I've heard that. Specifically, the one on Soulard is the best is what I've heard. That's what I've heard. Okay. I don't know. I've never tried. And then I've heard like 501 or 801.
Never been there.
801 Steakhouse.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Never been there.
I would love to hear your recommendations for steakhouses if you are a local to St. Louis. Because I will go try them.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe, because Sherman clearly doesn't even want to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse at home.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm grateful for you. We're back.
We're back. We're doing this. We're going to post this.
I'm going to check the sound on this one. And we're going to post it regardless, but I'm going to do a disclaimer at the beginning. It's going to be like, warning. We tried.
I'm going to crash out. If it doesn't, I am going to crash out.
Oh, man, this has been the DLW show. Man, we're so happy that you'll join us. If you haven't hit the like, subscribe button, hit the notification bell. If you're on YouTube, hit that. I'm out of breath. Can't do this.
Like, follow, comment, share, subscribe, and, you know, get notifications, all those things, all of them, just everything.
All right, I'm back. Thank you.
I did it for you.
I appreciate you. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Bye.